Now, government is concerned that child labour continues to manifest in agriculture, domestic work, fishing, mining, informal trade, market work, transport-related activities, street-based activities and other sectors where children remain vulnerable for exploitation. According to the Minister of State for Labour, Employment and Industry Relations, Simon Molongo, government recognizes that child labour is not merely a labour issue, emphasizing that this is, however, development, justice, protection and a national transformation issue, as it called for the building of a skilled, productive, health and prosperous Uganda, saying it is central to end child labour. He was addressing journalists on the interventions to end child labour in Uganda. According to the 2020 International Labour Organization and UNICEF report titled Child Labour Global Estimates, Trends and the Road Forward, approximately 150 million children globally were engaged in child labour at the start of 2020, and of these, 63 million were girls and 87 million were boys. Nearly half of these children, about 79 million, were involved in hazardous work that endangered their health, safety and moral development. Child labour remains most prevalent in low and middle income countries and is deeply rooted in poverty, inequality and household vulnerability. Limited access to quality education, reinforcement, family enterprise, informal incomes, economies and social exclusion.